I am here with Michael Brody talking about his internship. And Michael, what made you decide that this internship is what you believe was best for you?
I believed it was best because it allowed me to not only walk on the spot that I wanted to, which is in radio, but just learn all the different facets of what it means to walk in the radio industry, whether that's in production, whether that's in sales, whether that's in edits, not just live on air talent that I would like to do. So seeing the opportunities and the abilities at Milner Media, which is where I'm interning at, to do all of that and learn all about that and even the administration side, I thought that was the best way for me to become a well-rounded individual in radio.
How would you say your experiences at your internship so far?
It's been really good. When I approached them and I explained what the goal was and what I wanted to get out of it, they were very attentive and understanding, and they walked around my schedule. So since I needed to get 180 hours to get the full 3 credits, we devised a plan to actually front load my hours so that since this is my last semester as a senior, I could get to those last couple of weeks and the semesters that were approaching and be able to focus on finals and stuff without worrying about going to the hours. And then that way I was able to focus my attention and on the jobs and projects they were giving me and not feel like I was having to choose between the two. And then also every week they always ask me, like, how do you do like this? What do you feel like we could do better? Asking what else I would be interested in. So overall, I think it's been a great internship, and I couldn't be more blessed to be a part of it.
Has your internship drawn attention to other people and to maybe being interested in hiring you, like, as a job?
At that station, I would say they don't really have that many positions open besides in sales. I mean, I could do sales, but no, there hasn't been any interest in that particular station. I've gotten a couple, little, like, soft, like, would you be interested in this? Nothing, like, definitive, I would say. Definitely made me more marketable, but nothing concrete as to would you like to work here and stuff, no.
So have you, like, have people talk to you about maybe, like, a job opportunity that's maybe not in that internship but outside there?
I've not had anybody approach me asking if I'd be interested in working with them. But with this internship, we've talked about what I could do with each job and position that I was working at. Like, say I'm working in production. So Chris Nichols, the production director at Milner Media, he would talk to me when I was working with him in production, dubbing in commercials and making sure they matched up with the cart number and stuff. He was like, you could do this at this station, and this is what this could get you into and stuff. So I know, while no one's approached me about it, I know what exactly I could do at stations, what stations are kind of looking for that.
All right. And lastly, what's just been your favorite part about the internship?
My favorite part about the internship is actually being able to have creative control over some projects. Even as an intern. For example, one project I was working on is, Milner Media is a sponsor and a partner with the Bears, the Chicago Bears. And so they do the in-season games and they have a post and pre-game show. But as a year-round sponsor of the Bears, they felt like they weren't using as much potential as they could in the off-season. And so as a football fan myself and as a younger person in the demographic that they're trying to approach, they approached me and had me come up create a schedule of promotions and events in the off season for the Chicago Bears in this area that could help not only pull in businesses to support the station but also draw in listener content. Some of those were maybe a draft promotion, like instead of like a March Madness bracket, you could do like a draft bracket. So had people choosing to come in. They want to do like a draft day viewing, a viewing of the first two rounds or just the first round of the NFL draft. And they'd have one of their sponsors do that. Or if it's a blog or a podcast or something like that. I enjoyed, even though even though I am a Packers fan, you know, it's just not the best to always walk, do stuff with the Bears. It was nice to have the ability to create something new and know that what if they choose it or not, that this was my walk, whether they go forward with it or not. And the only other thing I would say is, similar to that, I was able to bring in a new business client for them, partner with them, FC, the soccer club Joliet out of Joliet, Illinois. I was able to connect them and immediately start connecting the owner and the sales director together to start working on promotion. So the ability to not just be interning there, but also see the positive impact and the growth that I was able to bring to the table is just, it was cool to see, because it means, it showed me that I could do this, and I see that I'm successful at it.